Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The NBA playoffs are set and ready, and they're going to get underway this weekend. We've got some epic matchups. One of the biggest and best is right here in our backyard in the Lone Star State with the Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks. The new season starts, and there's no doubt it's going to be a fun series to watch. So it's such a pleasure to have back with us from RF Sports, rfsports.com, Rodney Fisher, who was at the Mavs-Portland game on Wednesday night. The Mavericks get their 50th win on the season. And so, Rodney, what are you looking forward to the most with this matchup?
Well, thanks for having me back, Elise. It's great to be back on the show. This matchup, you know, is going to be probably one of the best ones for NBA fans to really follow and watch. There's so many different kind of underlying stories between the two teams, from players to GMs to coaches. So I'm looking forward to being a really good series. And I think, you know, I'm going to put a bold prediction out there. I think I'm looking for at least a 6 to 7 game series because these teams are pretty evenly matched. They got a lot of kind of undercurrents flowing through both teams. And I think it's going to be really tough for either team to pull out a victory.
I agree with you, Rodney. I think that this series is going to go very, very deep. But I want to step back for just a moment because, Rodney, have you ever witnessed, I mean, there was just so many unknowns and variables that needed to be determined going into game 81 on the year. I mean, it really kept us on the edge. I mean, you had to love how just everything played out. But I've never seen a season where it was just like it really came down to the last minute because you didn't know who Dallas was going to be playing.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I can't remember a season, at least in recent memory, where a team literally based on a win or loss could go from the 2 seed to the 6 seed, or we could really find out, you know, where everyone's going to be seeding and playing and home court advantage, all that being kind of determined in the last game of the season and a game where you had a ton of games between both the Western Conference and Eastern Conference. And it was so interesting last night, you know, we're sitting there watching the Mavericks game in a game that really didn't mean much for them, whether they get a win or loss, other than winning 50 games in the season. But yet everyone in the arena, including the media, we're watching both the Rockets game and the San Antonio game because they have a big implication on what happens this weekend. So it's very, very interesting. It came down to the wire, to the final hours of the NBA season, and now we've got some great matchups and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Houston and Dallas are going to face each other in the playoffs for just the third time, the first time since 2005. And, you know, Rodney, everybody's talking about James Harden, this matchup. But I'll tell you what I'm going to zero in on. How about the battle of the bigs? I mean, you're talking about Dwight Howard. You got Tyson Chandler. It's going to get nasty down low, isn't it?
Oh, I agree. I mean, plus Amari Stoudemire as well.
Oh, yes.
Who wants to really, really be a part of this series. You know, I talked to him last night, and he's looking forward to matching up with Dwight Howard. You know, you mentioned that how, you know, this season they're 3-1. The Rockets have taken 3 games mm-hmm. This particular series throughout the season. But, you know, Dwight Howard hasn't been healthy. He has had a chance to really play with this team in some of those games. And the Mavericks, surprisingly enough, have out-rebounded the Rockets this season with the help of Tyson Chandler, but I have a feeling it's going to be a lot different when we get in the playoffs because you've got the factor of course, James Harden crowding the lane, getting into the lane, one of the best guys at creating contact. I think one of the strategies for Houston is going to be to get the bigs for Dallas into some foul trouble because, let's face it, they really don't have a lot of bigs to throw down there. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out as far as coaching strategies to get the bigs in trouble. And both Tyson Chandler and Amari Stoudemire will have their hands full throughout the entire series.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell going one-on-one with Rodney Fisher of RF Sports, rfsports.com. What kind of stuff you guys got posted on your website there, Rodney?
Oh, right now we're doing a big playoff preview, as you can imagine, with the Mavs and Rockets. Also, the other teams in the playoffs as well. We'll be covering this series and the entirety of the series and hopefully a long playoff run. But we'll be covering everything NBA going hot and heavy right now.
I have to wonder, too, you know, we were going on the inside talking about the battle of the bigs, but how big of a concern is it for Houston? I mean, the Rockets and just the injury situation that they've had to go through this year when you don't have your point guard in Patrick Beverley and he's out.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I mean, especially when you're dealing with a guy like Monte Ellis is going to be looking to score every time he touches the ball. You got Rajon Rondo is going to create his own kind of matchup problems with his assists and plus a great defender that he is. I think, though, for the Rockets, what I think is going to be key for them is going to be Trevor Ariza. You know, last night you heard a lot of Rick Carlisle talking about how great Harden's been this season. There's going to be a lot of focus on him getting to the foul line. And also, of course, we know he can score. But in the playoffs, the last three series he's been in, he's shot less than 40%. And I think Trevor Ariza is going to be the guy that kind of makes up a lot of that offensive firepower. Plus, he's a great perimeter defender as well. So he could really kind of take Parsons out of the game or whoever else is going to be hot for the match, maybe Monte Ellis. So I think he's going to be a huge help for the Rockets, especially in their playoff push.
Well, I would say the Dallas Mavericks, they have a ton of respect for the Houston Rockets. They know that they can be a very dangerous team. I mean, what's your – just kind of overall, you know, from a distance, I mean, what are your thoughts on the Rockets and what they might be able to do?
You know, I think they have a great chance. I mean, you've got James Harden is having probably one of the best NBA seasons of all time, and if he doesn't win the MVP, it'll be even more talked about season because of the numbers that he's put up offensively and getting to the line. You know, Rick last night said something that really made me think. He said that he's never seen a player ever in NBA history that was great at creating contact on the drive like Harden is. And that's high praise from a guy that played on the Boston Celtics team that was very physical, that coached the Pacers team and Detroit Pistons team that was very physical. So I think that's going to be a big factor in the playoffs when you're dealing with a series, getting to the foul line, making foul shots, slowing the game down when it needs to slow down. It's going to be a huge factor for them. Getting Dwight Howard back, then of course you got Josh Smith, you got Trevor Ariza, you got some people that have played some big minutes throughout the season in the place of Dwight Howard and some of the injuries that they've had. So they have a great chance. And plus it's their first division title since the 93-94 season. So there's a lot of excitement around Houston, I would imagine, and I think they're going to ride that excitement for as long as they can.
Okay, so let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks. Obviously an impressive win, an exclamation point in the regular season with the win over Portland on Wednesday night. This is a team, Rodney, talk to us about this. I mean, they've been hit very hard with injuries late in the season. Give us an update on Chandler Parsons. I mean, I did have a chance. I was watching the telecast. I mean, you saw him shooting the ball in pregame. How close is he to 100%? Because the Mavs are going to need them if they're going to make a run at this team.
In my opinion, I think there's no doubt he's going to play game one. I know he's not 100%, but I know he's going to get out there and do his best. Now, the last game they played against Houston is really when he experienced a lot of that soreness in the knee and didn't finish the game. But I think there's no doubt he plays in game one. I think he still will be effective. If nothing less, he can still shoot the jump shot. You know, he can shoot from downtown. He can be behind the three-point line. So he's going to create some matchup problems in that respect. And I think he's going to definitely play it and have some effect in this as well too. And really for him, he's got to mentally be ready to go to Houston to face that crowd again and face those teammates he played with, and be ready to contribute for the Mavericks.
And of course, Chandler Parsons. I mean, he has missed six straight games. Give us an update on Devin Harris.
Harris last night, he says he's going to be ready to go. I think they're just kind of waiting to kind of see. I think, you know, with the way he plays, the way he runs up and down the court, a toe issue is going to be a big deal. If he can't get it right, they'll go game one and kind of weigh it out from there. But I think the Mavs will be all on board, ready to go and be ready to face the Rockets.
Okay, Rodney Fisher is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're breaking down the matchup with the Rockets and the Mavericks. I want to step aside for just a moment. Talk about the job that Rick Carlisle has done. I mean, 50 wins. This was a season. You got to remember, let's go back to September. They started with this roster with another new roster, 9 new players, and just some of the massive trades that went down. How does he do it?
You know, I get more impressed by him every season. You know, you mentioned it, the 9 new players again. Plus, you're dealing with people like Rajon Rondo, who has not had the best relationship with coaches. Of course, they had their blow-up this season, able to put that past them and get him to start contributing and playing very well. You're dealing with Monte Ellis, who many people may say is kind of got his head doesn't have his head on the shoulders the last few games. But he's been able to take all these different personalities, these different veterans, and really make it work. You know, bringing in guys like Richard Jefferson, Amari Stoudemire, these guys that have been in the league a long time, they know a good coach and they see one. And I've been so impressed with the job he's done. Season in and out, getting his team to 50 wins was a huge accomplishment for them to get them to buy in and not quit with the last game of the season.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, because chemistry has certainly been a challenge. And I was reading somewhere online, I mean, when you add up the number of players that have come and gone, the revolving door since winning the title in 2011, it's been a total of 52 players. So it looks like they have a roster now that can maintain some continuity and hopefully keep these players in place so that coach can work with them, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, we were talking last night to Amari, and he likes it here. He likes it in Dallas. He likes the team. He likes playing with Coach Carlisle. He's a player I hope they could try to keep for at least a couple more years because he's a great addition, takes good shots. He's going to be big in the playoffs for them as well, too. Rondo, we really don't know what's going to happen with him or Monte Ellis, but right now this team is poised and ready to go. He's got him clicking on all cylinders, and they could be that surprise team. You know, a sixth seed in the Western Conference is not bad.
That's right.
You know, you can still do a lot of damage from that position, and there are really no bad teams in the playoffs in the Western Conference anyway. So don't be surprised if the Mavericks can pull out a win here, and I'm not surprised if the Houston Rockets win either.
Yeah. Okay, so we are set and ready for the NBA Playoffs 2015 edition with the Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks. Always a pleasure to catch up with Rodney Fisher of RF Sports. Check out their website. Great stuff on there, rfsports.com. Rodney, look forward to seeing you in Houston, and also I'll be packing my bags and heading up to Dallas. It's going to be fun.
All right, great. See you then.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.